Charlie XCX featuring Rita Ora, Sound of Doing It on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Coming up to 9:10 on Monday morning. And it is time to say good morning to pendulum loving Alex Ling. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. No, it's all good.
So you're out in Spain at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a 5-day training camp at the moment. So out in Spain, getting ready to go out on my bike and, yeah, have a big day.
I did see, before we talk about Williams and the GP2 season, I did see on Twitter last night you posted a picture of you saying, no, I think it was on Instagram actually, that you were on a road trip to the training camp. Did I notice in the picture, are you an owner of a selfie stick?
No, that is actually a GoPro. So yes, it's a selfie stick for the GoPro, but I don't categorically own a selfie stick for my phone. So I suppose in a way it kind of becomes all right, I hope.
Okay, yeah, I was just checking. I didn't have you down as one of those, Alex, so I was going to be disappointed if you were an owner of a selfie stick.
No, that's it. No, I don't have one for my phone. It's just my GoPro.
Okay, well, that's all the important matters covered then. So thanks for speaking, Alex, and catch up soon. Also, you were in Spain at the weekend. People would have seen this for the reveal of the Williams car because you have been signed up as a development driver for Williams. That is pretty big news.
Yeah, like you said, I'm very excited. And yeah, it's another step closer to my dream of being in Formula One. And yeah, hopefully, it's only around the corner now.
What was it like on the day? Like, you're lining up against the likes of Massa, Susie Wolf, Valtteri Bottas. Were you like looking around going, oh yeah, I quite like this. I think this is quite good.
I don't know. Like, I'm not actually one to actually get excited about that stuff, really. I mean, to be honest, I'm just quite focused on doing what I need to do and actually getting in the car for myself and racing it. And I think, I don't know when I think about it, I think until that day happens, I don't think I'll ever be truly happy. If you know what I mean? It sounds a bit sad, but like, I want to be there so much that, you know, all the other stuff, you know, is very secondary to me, but winning races and actually getting to Formula One that's what really excites me.
So obviously when you were on the show last time, nothing had been announced about this season. But as well as being the development driver for Williams, I read a great article. I can't remember which website it was. And some journalists, some really fancy journalists used the term, you are going to dovetail as well as driving with Dams in GP2. So was that quite an easy decision because they've had a lot of success in recent years?
Yeah, that was an extremely easy decision, that one. I mean, yeah, like you said, they've won the last 3 out of 4 championships. So yeah, very easy to decide that I wanted to drive for them in GP2. And without being in a good team in GP2, you're not going to win races. And without winning races in GP2, you're not going to be in Formula One. So it's quite an easy thing to work out, if you know what I mean. So I needed to be in the best team.
And you're on one of the youngest driver lineups as well for GP2. Does that worry you at all? Does that excite you, thinking, no, we could do something pretty special here?
No, it really excites me. I mean, my teammate, Pierre Gasly, you know, he's a Frenchman who I get along with very, very well. And I think, genuinely, we've got a very strong chance of producing some very good results, what with the team we have behind us and our knowledge as teammates. I think we can produce some special things, genuinely.
What is the aim for the season?
My aim is to win it. It hasn't been done since the likes of Lewis Hamilton and Nico Hülkenberg. They seem to do all right for themselves, to say the least. So that's definitely my goal. It's become a little bit more difficult in recent years with all the Pirelli tyre stuff. But genuinely, I don't think you can go into a season without winning the championship as your aim. Otherwise, you know, just mentally, you're not going to be as fired up as you should be. So it's an important thing to go in there and trying to win it.
And we talked about a lot of music last time. What's your soundtrack at the moment for the new season?
My soundtrack for the moment, I like that new Love Bug track. Andy C and Fior as well with Heartbeat.
I can hear your heartbeat in so loud.
Yeah, that's the one. So definitely that's what I'm listening to at the moment. They're my two favourite ones.
That's the official remix I just did there, actually.
That's the official one, right?
Yeah, that's a part of the EP package out next month.
Yeah, it's on Vivo soon, right?
Yeah, they want to get Stevie Ritchie dressed as an albatross in the video for it. So hopefully, fingers crossed, Andy C and Stevie Ritchie teaming up could be quite special.
Oh, mega.
You need to watch that, actually, if you have a spare moment.
I'm gonna get it on YouTube now.
Right, I'll let you get on. Have a good training camp, mate, and hopefully catch up soon. And best of luck for the new season.
Cheers, man. No, let's catch up soon.
Cheers, Alex.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.